Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, at the round table with you. I am excited to know that you are here and that we're all sitting at the round table. Get your pen and paper and sit back and relax, and usually for newcomers, I tell them that the Lord placed something on my heart, and that opens up the conversation, and we go on. Then I will open up the switchboard and allow you to join the conversation with us. Thank you. I have several people that have texted me and say that they are on, and I recognize that you're on, and I thank you for being on. It's a great day. It is the middle of October, and it's beautiful here in South Florida. I tell you, we are blessed. I love Florida in the wintertime. But before I get into all of that, as you know, I'm kind of talking. You can tell I'm talking and doing. It's the art of working the switchboard and being able to handle the conversation at the same time. But I don't want to go too far without saying thank you, Father, this morning, for the opportunity to come before mothers and daughters around the world. We thank you for each mother and daughter that has come to the roundtable this morning. We ask you to bless their families, bless all mothers and daughters around the world, including fathers and sons that are in the homes, the families, because that was your general idea, was to create a family. And Father, here at the roundtable, give us eyes to see and ears to hear and words to speak so that you can get your word out and into the hearts of the mothers and daughters that are hearing us, or the ones that are on here that can take it and pass the word on to someone else. Our goal is to unite mothers and daughters around the world in one thought form, that is mother first, then is you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. And that is the key. It is mother first. If you're a mother, that's your first job, and everything else falls after that. And I can tell you, I know some exciting women. They're doing it all. They're bouncing all over the place, but they don't forget the fact that they are a mother first. Sometimes, yes, it makes it very hard, but no one said it was going to be easy. Mothering is not an easy job, because not only do you have to take care of yourself, even if your spouse leaves you, you still are the mother, and you still have the responsibility for the child. Doesn't make it right, no. But you, if you walk away and left the child, just imagine if mothers walked away and left the child, then what? Can you only imagine that? That's a scary thought. So you're a mother first, and you have that nurturing piece your son or daughter needs in order for them to be healthy, strong, and grow up to be the woman, the mother, or the father that God intended for them to be. So a lot is depending on you as the mother. And again, for the new people that are coming on, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, and you're at the round table with mothers and daughters from around the world. Now, if you're on the internet or even on your phone, you might want to text your friends and family and tell them you want to listen to this. Because I know, we all know a mother and daughter – that could use some help in their communication. And that's all it's about. It's about how you communicate with each other and what mode of energy are you coming out of. So call them up, text them, and tell them to call 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. And if they want to say anything later on, tell them to click one, and it'll prompt me, and I'll bring them on when we start the conversation. Our stimulating topic this morning is the fundamentals of a mother. When you're talking about fundamentals, you're talking about very basic, and we're going to get into that, of a mother. Well, it's cruise time, everybody. November the 17th, cruising to Kurtz and Caicos and coming back to the Bahamas. I'm not the Bahamas, coming back to Jamaica and then to the Bahamas and then back to Miami. There are some spaces available. If you still want to go, you can call Gina. You can book with us at 8. Gina's at 813-868-0007. That's 813-868-0007. Ask for Gina, and she'll take care of you. If you have any questions or anything that you need to talk to me about, you can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That is DRBESSIE, the number 1@gmail.com. And I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. That's the one way to get to me quickly, through the email. Again, our stimulating topic this morning are the fundamentals of a mother. Bear with me today. I'm getting over a cold, and so my voice is going to go in and out. I want to thank everybody that came to the Mother and Daughter Honors Luncheon. We had such a wonderful time, and it's coming time again. November the 1st, we'll have our second Honors Luncheon, and then follow it up with a forum. We're going to have the Mother and Daughter Forum, which is going to speak on issues such as suicide, domestic violence, substance abuse. And then we're going to deal with some lighter issues, you know, just some self-esteem things for young girls and how to handle yourself, and even going into some things like looking at some careers and social issues. So you don't want to miss this. Our date right now is not set in stone, but it's going to be around the It's going to be on the 16th of November. That's what it's going to be. Thank you. It's going to be on the 16th of November. We're going to have a forum. It's not going to cost you anything. We're going to put the tickets out, and you can pass them out and invite in. It's only a room for 200 people, so you want to get your tickets quickly. All right? You're going to love this. Let's see what else we have. Oh, right now we have a counseling session going on. I came up with, and for my audience, a lot of times I don't say it because it's not all that important to me, but most of you know, and some of you don't know, I'm a Christian clinical psychologist, and basically I specialize in mother and daughter relationships, of course. You know, that's like, duh, that's why we're here on the radio. That's my specialty, that's my calling and anointing from God, is to minister to mothers and daughters. And then in the meantime, I do work with individuals, couples, families. I'm a psychologist, so, you know, and I come from the Christian's perspective, and that is out of love. And with that being said, what I've created for, we have offices now in Hollywood, Florida, and what I've created is called the 15-Minute Mental Health Break. And if you feel that you need to have just someone to talk to, you know, I don't want to go through a series of counseling, Dr. Fletcher. I just want to ask you a question. I just need to get something out of my head. Well, you can do that now. We have what we call the 15-Minute Mental Health Break. And if you want to do that, want to ask me a question, just email me at drbessie1 Leave me your phone number. I will call you back. That's drvessie1@gmail.com. Also, I have in place set up that now I can do counseling with mothers and daughters around the world. And it's not Skype. It is a private video conferencing that we've developed and using. So if when I'm talking to you, you will come into what we call the waiting room. It's just like you come into a doctor's office. And when you come in, you know, it will prompt me that you have a patient in the waiting room, and then I will come on. We could see each other. We could talk face-to-face. You could see me. I could see you. And then you could have your session. And then you can also do it via the telephone. So we're developing and coming up with new strategies and how we can minister to mothers and daughters around the world. I'm very excited about this. It's already in place, and it will be operational next week. So you can email me, and I'll give you the information, drbessie1@gmail.com, and you can sit in your home, and you can talk to me. I am excited about that. All right. I want to thank my co-hosts. I think today we have only Cynthia on today, Cynthia Oliver. She should be on. I know she, her son is in a play, Chicago, at his school. And sorry, I couldn't get there. My intentions was. But I think she's on anyway. The one thing about Cynthia, she's a trooper. I don't care where she goes. She's trying to squeeze it in. I like that. Some of my others, Sandra D. is working, of course, and that's working mothers. We have to recognize we got to do what we have to do. She has a son, too, as well. And Janice has something at her church that she's doing. But I think Cynthia is on. And you are on. So I want each of you to think of yourself as being co-hosts, because that's what we do. You know, I facilitate, you hear the topic, and then click one and give us your opinion and join the conversation. It brings an interesting dialogue because you never know who's out there listening, and what you have to say may be the one thing that can help heal someone else or help them to clarify a thought that's in their head that they say, wow, I never thought about it that way. Or I thought I was the only person going through that and realized, you're not the only person, okay? So let's help each other. That's the purpose of the show. I don't have all the answers. It takes all of us to make the conversation. Now, everything that we're doing is based out of love. A couple weeks ago, you know, we were talking about the love of a mother, you know, why was a mother created, you know, why was a mother and daughter relationship created? And all of that takes us back to the one thing that, you know, God brought and placed on my heart. Out of all the years I was doing, or doing mothers and daughters and working with them, and he brought Ezekiel 16:44. He said, this is your platform in which you will work out of. And I'm thinking, Lord, I've been doing this a long time. But, you know, everything is in God's time. It's not our time. I'm thinking, why did you wait so long to tell me this? But it was the appropriate time, because the ministry is now. It wasn't in 1999 when I started. It was, but I didn't recognize it. Let me say that. As such, I was doing a lot of social programming. But God said it is. Ezekiel 16:44. As is the mother, so is her daughter. Now that says it all right there. You don't have to worry, wonder about it. You don't have to say, you know, well, am I doing this right? Or am I doing that right? Or is this affecting my daughter? Very simple. As is the mother. Now, you know who you are. So is your daughter. So whatever you're doing that's really giving you that guilt feeling inside, and you're not happy with who you are, those same energies are being passed on your daughter, whether you recognize it or not, because she sees and hears, and she's around you. She hears your conversation. She knows how you talk to people. She knows how you talk about people. You know, how you grin in somebody's face and you really don't like them. See, all of those things are setting up the tone and setting up little seeds or planting little seeds in your daughter's mind. And even when she's trying to fight not to be like that, the seeds are being planted anyway. That's what God said. As is the mother, so is her daughter.
And if he can't lie, then you better hold on to that thought. Whatever you're doing, if it's not good, if it's not pleasing to God, then you're setting your daughter up for failure. There ain't no two ways to look at it. It's simple. That's what you're doing. Not only you, me too. So we've got to do better. We've got to be more conscious. And we're going to talk about that. You say, well, Dr. Fletcher, how can I be more conscious of this? You know, what can I do? Because I don't know. I thought I was doing the very best I can. And that's where we all are. We're thinking we're doing the very best we can. But keep listening. And I'm going to tell you, there's a very simple solution to it. Now, last week we talked about why did God create a mother and a daughter for recreation, to reproduce, to supply the world, to carry the baby, to nurture the baby, to give the spirit of love to the baby, to hold the seed until harvest time. The main thing is his will in his kingdom. And when we as mothers raise the child according to what we think and according to our will, if it's not aligned with the will of God, then we are out of order. And that's why we go through so many situations that, you know, we feel like we're getting a spanking, or we feel like God is not with us because we got Ishmael in the house. You know, you go back to Abraham. You know, God didn't speak to Abraham for about 12 years. I've been speaking to him on a daily basis. Can you imagine? He's like, Lord, what happened? His house was out of order. Ishmael was in his house. So what's in your house? What is it that you need to get rid of? And the house is not always sticks and stones. The house is your mental house. Everything is governed according to your thoughts. What are you thinking? What are you doing? How are you responding? And sometimes the Lord would allow us to go through things so that we can stop and think, stop and repent. So, yes, being a mother is not an easy job because you got to stop and think for yourself. And if your child is small enough, you got to stop and think for them. And even when they are adults, my daughter's an adult. She has a problem, she calls her mother. We sit and we pray on it because Lord knows I don't have all the answers. I learned that a long time ago. And how did I learn that lesson? When I thought she needed something and I had it, I took care of it. I didn't want her feet to touch the ground. Back at it, I didn't know I was doing it at the time. I thought I was just being a good mother, doing what I'm supposed to do. And then all of a sudden, one day God said to me, stop it. I'm like, stop it? Yeah. Stop coming between me and Angie. And I'm thinking, I actually said the words, I said, oh, Lord, you said I'm supposed to take care of her. Yeah, if you take care of everything, it cuts her off from coming to me. She never really have the conversation with me. She'll never know that I am the source, not you, because you jump in the middle. Give her time to come to me. And if I want you to do something for her, then I will tell you. Then you could do it. Now, that was a lesson to learn because I'm an only child. She's an only child. My mother was that way with me. If she thought I needed something, she was there. You know, and so there again is that trickle-down effect. But then I got it. It was a hard lesson to learn. But I am so glad I was obedient and that I learned that lesson. You know, we can be overly protected and then sometimes underprotected. And so eventually something happened, and I had to stand back, and I said to her, we're going to pray. We're going to ask God to make sure this happens. And it did happen. And it taught me the lesson. So now when something happens on my end or her end, we get together on the phone and say, okay, we're going to go to the Lord. He says, where two or more come together, he's in the midst. And a mother and daughter prayer is the most powerful prayer because you are in the midst of God. Not saying this any better than any other prayer, but keep in mind our focus here and what I'm anointed to do is to minister to mothers and daughters. So we'll use that perspective, but it doesn't mean exclusive, okay? So we go to the Lord and we pray. So, Lord, this is, we come, this is the issue, and we're asking you to help us with it. And it gets taken care of. And it's always on time. And we're learning now to wait and not be so quick and want it to happen in 20 seconds or tomorrow. Now, been there, done that, and learned that it just frustrates you. And when you ask, just walk away and know that it's done and leave it there. And it makes a lot better on your pressure. So our topic today, the fundamentals of a mother. See, a mother is your fundamentals. You look at wisdom. God speaks of wisdom as mother wisdom. Wisdom, knowledge. Fundamentals of a mother, but you have to seek wisdom. You have to invite her in. You have to tell her just like you asked Jesus to come live in your heart. You have to say, Mother Wisdom, I want you to come and live in my heart. Because God said, anyone that seeks her, she will come. She will come. She will come and live in your heart. So whenever it's a situation, all you got to do is say, Father, I want wisdom on this situation. And when you give me wisdom, give me understanding so I can understand it. You know, you can hear something and hear the words and know the words, but do you understand the words? If you don't understand it, you can't make the changes. Wisdom should be one of the basic things that a mother hold on to. Because you remember when your grandmother used to sit you down and you just sit her at her feet and you would hear her talk? And she talked, she just knew. And you're thinking, how does she know? Or even your mother, the older you get, you know, you get to realize that she has eyes in the back of her head. Can she actually see me? That's wisdom. And a lot of times people think, oh, wisdom just comes and live with you because you're getting older. No. There's a lot of people out here we know that don't have wisdom. So it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with you inviting wisdom to come and live in your heart. So as a mother, one of the basic things are, you know, you got your basics, your essentials, your ground rules. And some people say the nitty-gritty to a thing, you know. And that comes out of love. See, your basic wisdom comes from love. It's just like an innate thing for within the mother to love her child, to want to protect her child, guide that child, to oversee that child, to feed that child, and to nurture that child. I mean, you know, that's the nature of a mother. At least that's what we want to think. I believe it is. But doing mother and daughter conferences and one-on-ones and workshops, I learned to discover that that's not always the case. I've met mothers say, no, I don't like my child. I don't like my daughter. I never did like her. The first time I heard those words from a mother and the child sitting right there crying their eyes out, my heart was just pulled out, it seems like, out of my body, because I never heard a mother say she did not like her child. I couldn't even imagine that. Now, I know when I was little and my mother would spank me, I thought, well, she doesn't love me. How can you love somebody and you spank them? You know, that's a different kind of thing. But when you stand them standing there in a group of women. And when she said, no, I don't like her, because the young lady was crying and said, she doesn't even like me. And I'm thinking, I'm talking to the child. Oh, yes, she does. That's your mother. And finally, after just 5 minutes or so, the lady just shouted out, no, I don't like her. Never did like her. And the young lady started crying even more and saying, she's only 12, baby. She said, I knew it. You made me think I was crazy. I knew you didn't like me. I mean, every mother in that place went, huh. I thought we were all going to pass out. That was the beginning of this journey. No, every mother doesn't like her child for some reason or the other. I just can't imagine it. I still can't wrap my mind around it. I just can't imagine carrying a child for 9 months and not liking that child. But in this case, the mother said, for 9 months, I asked God not to give me a daughter. I asked him not to give me a daughter. And he gave me a daughter. She says, so when the doctor laid the baby on my stomach, and you could see the expressions of the mother's in the room, like, stomach? Doctor never lays the baby on the stomach. The doctor put the baby in your arm. She said, and I looked at the baby, and the baby looked at me, and I knew it was going to be war. Now, what words can define that? I'm like, wow, a little baby. You looked at the baby looked at you, and you knew it was going to be war. Can you imagine the lifestyle that that young lady had? Can you imagine that she did not get the basics, the love, the nurturing that she needed from her mother? And at 12 years old, she decided, I want to just commit suicide. I don't want to live like this. I've taken all that I can take. It took a lot of counseling. It took a lot of praying because I didn't know what to do. I was like, Lord, you're going to have to help me with this one. But I've experienced from that moment on, that was 2000, from that moment to this, I have experienced a lot of situations. And mothers, I'm telling you, you've got to give the basics. Because God has already given the law. He has said, as is the mother, so is her daughter. He said, her daughter. So you know he's talking directly to you. And he's going to hold you accountable. So you've got to focus, to know that you've got to go to God on a daily basis. Lord, what do you want me to do today? Each day, today, with this daughter that you've given me. Not my daughter, your daughter, that you've given me the privilege to nurture, to love, to guide, to oversee, to protect. What do you want me to do today with her? Because I used to say there is no book that has all the answers, that you can go to page 951A and it tells you exactly what you should do for your particular daughter. That means it'd have to be a book for every daughter. And I know some women say to me, you know, well, Dr. Fletcher, what you're doing doesn't really work with me because, you know, I don't have a daughter. And I will respond to them, every woman is a daughter. And every woman has a mother and daughter experience. And may a son, the same apply. Just a little tweaking. Because sons and daughters are different. But the basics are always the same. To love, to nurture, to protect, to oversee, and to guide for this child. And when you do that, that puts us in the best place that we can be, because there is no perfect mother. and there is no perfect daughter, and there's no perfect mother and daughter relationship. Every day we have to work at it. So I know a lot of you out there are beating yourself up. You're thinking, I messed up when I was younger. I did not do the right things with my daughter. I could have done it better, but yet I was out in the streets. I was partying. I was having a good time. I was with this man, and I thought, Lord, I got to have this man. I cannot make it without this man. I'll leave my daughter with her grandmother. I'll leave her with the neighbors next door. I've got to go out. I've got to party. It's a new day. And just like you asked Jesus to come in your life and to live in your life and to be your Savior and to forgive you for your sin, just ask him to forgive you for what you've done. Call it a day and move on. Because we all can look back at the past and beat ourselves up about something. And if God can forgive you, then you must forgive yourself. Why wouldn't you? If anything, there's nothing you can do that he would not forgive you for, except for blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Now, those are his words, not mine. Then you can forgive yourself and move on. I mean, really forgive yourself. Now, I know sometimes it's not as easy to say, oh, I forgive myself and move on. But you got to deal with those conversations in your head. You got to change those words in your head. If you don't know how to do that, email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. Leave your number. We'll talk about it. I'm going to give you some basics now. And it starts out with your words. You got to change what you say. You can't continually say the same thing and expect something different. It's not going to happen. If you say, I don't have a good relationship with my daughter, and you constantly say, I don't know what she's doing, that girl gets on my nerves, every time I turn around, she just puts this, that, and the other, and you're just calling all kinds of things but the truth, then you're going to create a reality of something that seems as a reality because that's not really who the daughter is, but you have power and control over that daughter, and you can speak good or evil into her life. She's really under your power. And God is asking you to do the right thing because your mother are going to be responsible for four generations. Your daughter's going to have another daughter, and she may have another daughter or a son, and they're going to get the effects of the lack of the basic of a mother, and that is love. Because when you operate out of love, you're going to say the right thing. The right words are going to come out of your mouth. It's going to generate the right feeling. Because it's your tone, it's the vibration of your words that determine how your daughter interprets your feelings toward her. And I want you to get this. It's just this simple. You can change your mother and daughter relationship today. Change what you say, change how you say it, and say it out of love, and your relationship can change as quickly as you say, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and you're saved. It's just that simple. I confess that today I'm going to change what I say about my daughter. I'm going to change my thoughts, which will change my vision, which will change our relationship. And we're going to have an honest, open conversation. You make up your mind to do that, and you'll move into a world of love, and your mother and daughter relationship change from where it is today to even better, and you'll start creating your best mother and daughter relationship. And no matter where you are now, I know some people tell me, oh, well, we don't have any problems. My daughter and I, we are good. We talk all the time. Yeah, you may be saying words. And it doesn't mean that you don't have a good relationship. I think I have a good relationship with my daughter. And why do I think that? Because I work at it. If I don't work at it every day, we'll be at each other's throat just about nothing. Because what? The flesh will do that. This is something that you just don't lay to the side and think it's going to work itself out. No, you got to work at it. You got to want it. I want to have a good relationship with my daughter. I want her to know I love her. So I tell her every time I talk to her and then when we hang up. It just automatically comes out of my mouth now because it's important to work on this for me. She's the best thing that's in my life because God gave her to me. I carried her for 9 months. So we have to look at it, you know, do you want to have a loving, trusting, honest relationship with your daughter? There's nothing stopping you but you. All you got to do is make up your mind that's what you want and work out of love. The place you can start is to go back to that moment when you first look into her eye, when you felt that tug on your heart, and you count those 10 toes and those 10 fingers and said, wow, look what God has given me. Go back to that moment and start all over again. Thank you for listening. All right, I'm going to open up the lines. See who we have here. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I'm fine, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm here in sunny, beautiful. The weather is beautiful in Orlando. It's a little cooler than it is in Miramar and Hollywood. And I'm just sitting out here up under, I don't even know what kind of tree this is, but it's just absolutely beautiful, enjoying the conversation here. So thank you for allowing me to come on. And you said everything in a nutshell with regards to a mother. And of all the things that you did say, the one thing that stuck out of my mind, because it was a conversation that we had for the Q&A session in lecturing this week at the center where I lecture, a mother has to protect. And the word we use was advocate. A mother has to be an advocate for her child because we oftentimes, and it's unfortunate, we put our children in the hands of authorities. We put our children in the hands of, based on what they have said about our children, to be this or that, or and want to give your child a diagnosis. And you know for yourself that I have boys. I don't have daughters. And one of the mothers was talking about herself being diagnosed as a child with. They put a couple of disorders, labels on her, mental disorders on her. And I was trying to get her to understand that it was her mother's responsibility to not allow or believe everything that other people have to say. What do she notice about her child? Because we are living in a world where everybody wants to give a pill to calm a child down or to just get them to, they want to put them all in harnesses and just make them sick because then they don't have to deal with them. And we sometimes as mothers, we don't want to deal with our own children, so we put them in the hands of other people to make for that very reason. And so of all the things you said this morning, being an advocate for your child is so huge. And I know that story that you shared this morning about the lady who stated that she didn't like the child. And I went back to my own pregnancy, and I was there. I was there, and I don't think I've ever shared this with you. But I asked God, and I did not want a daughter. But as I went back and I discovered the reason I didn't want a daughter, because, see, it's so easy to judge. As before, and I know you wasn't judging the mother, but, you know, I could see the wheels turning in the heads of people as you were sharing that story. I know the story because you've shared it with us, and it was pretty much the same reason I didn't want a daughter. And I was angry over the years when I really, really realized why I didn't want a daughter. But, you know, every woman wants a little one to emulate her, just like a man wants a son to emulate him. And the reason I didn't want a daughter was that because of the things that had happened to me, I didn't want a daughter because I never wanted her to go through the things that I went through, the molestation, the rape, and whatnot. And so those who are out there and you're listening, if you've had those thoughts, because for whatever reason, like Dr. Fletcher said, all you have to do is repent, and all you have to do is change your, the words that come out of your mouth and ask God to forgive you. And I've had to even apologize to my sons, Dr. Fletcher, because I was always that mother who was in the way of my son and my and their father's relationship, because I was the mother. I was going to make sure they had everything so they never had to go to dad. And so now, even as adults, they call me, and now I'm at a point where I'm like, no, call your father. Because we do get in the way. We get in the way.
You should be made to still be the one that they call, because you know what? You designed that. Now all of a sudden, we'll drop it on Al when Al ain't even had to practice. You know what I mean? They can't
I know.
And we do
I'm
that
guilty.
As mothers. I'm not beating up.
I'm guilty. I am guilty, Dr. Fletcher, but I have had to, and I have apologized to my sons for that because I know that I've been in the way. And then, and like you, I thought I was being a good mother, making sure they had everything that they need. But we do get in the way because we as mothers, we want to make sure that they're taken care of, especially if we come from a family who's been neglected. And it's a motherly thing to do, but it ain't always the right thing to do as you identified, because you have to step back and let them go not only to their father, their earthly father, but they have to be able to go to their heavenly father who can give them everything that we can't even give them. You understand what I'm saying?
We are a trip,
but we mean well. We do mean well. But when you recognize some stuff, that's when we got to stop and say, you know what, repent and ask God to forgive them. And every time, because we are creatures of habit, we have to get in the habit of practicing saying no, go to the Father or go to your earthly father. Because we as women, we want to be every woman. You know, we can do it all. No, that is some craziness. That's some crazy thinking there. Thanks for allowing me to share, Dr. Fletcher.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing. I tell you, it's you there?
I'm here.
Oh, I thought the phone went off. Yeah, it's
No.
It's amazing, but that's a part of the learning process, and that's why I tell mothers, you know, don't beat yourself up. I mean, if we knew better, we'd do better. You know, we are growing and we learn it. Grow, and the older we get, we look back and we see the things that as our mothers were, so are we now, you know, and we can understand better. A friend and I constantly talk sometime about what our mother used to say or things that mothers did, and, you know, even my husband's grandmother, who was very close to, and she simply adored Angie. I'm telling you, thought the sun rising is set in her. And Angie was a great, great grand. She would say to me words like, baby, if you don't understand now, just keep living. And, you know, when you're young and you hear that, you hear the words, you know what she's saying, but you don't understand it until you've lived a little, until you've went through some things, and then you go back, and then now, at my age, this, you know, it's becoming, it's real. You know, I understand the wisdom of it, you know. So as mothers, and you're out there, you know, don't beat yourself up. Just say, okay, ask for help. Help is there. God's willing to give you the answers.
Said it best. You know, it's not about age. It's about seeking wisdom at whatever age you are. At some point, you just got to start seeking wisdom so you can be able to pass on wisdom. And I tell mothers all the time at the treatment center, no matter how old your children are, they need you. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we got to seek wisdom no matter how old we are in order to be able to aid our children and give them the best advice based on the wisdom that the God allows us through the Holy Spirit. But when you don't seek it, how are you going to give it?
Right, right. Because you don't know God's plans for your child. We think we know it, but we don't. We don't even know God's plan for us. So we have
exactly.
to seek for ourselves,
exactly.
and then we got to seek for our children as well. So it's a daily, it's a class. It's a daily class. You got to get up
it
every
really
day,
is.
And you got to study for that day, and you got to figure out what's the lesson plan for the day, what's the test going to be for the day, because lately I'm hearing people saying, oh, boy, I'd be so glad when I get through with this. Oh, life is just this, and I can't handle any more of this. I said, okay, well, tomorrow is going to be something else. So once you embrace
what
the fact.
What are you talking about?
You got to embrace the fact that every day you're going to be tested. Every day.
I call it God's University because we are in school forever.
Yeah. And you're going to be tested to find out what you've learned, how you're going to react to a certain situation, and then you elevate it, you know.
Mm.
And if you don't pass the test, you're not elevated. So you find yourself running around in Egypt, round the mountain, round and round again. And the one thing that God showed me that will keep you in Egypt is murmuring and complaining. Now, if you find yourself doing any of that, you're not going to pass the test, and you're not going to walk out into the promised land. Those are not my words. You know, read the Bible. 40 years. They could have walked out in 12 days. Isn't that something? 40 years. Now, think
That's
about
crazy.
It. If you're 40 years old now and you're still walking around and, you know, I'm just getting it and I'm past 40, I am so busy trying to walk out of this thing. I'm like, Lord, thank you for the knowledge and the wisdom. I want to walk out of this. I do not want to go back in the circle. And each time you go around, it's the same thing, but you label it something different. Now, that's insanity.
It is a form of insanity, doing the same thing, expecting a different result.
Yeah, and name it something else. You name it something else. So, anyway, thank you for sharing. I'm waiting on somebody else to click to see if they want to join in with us, everybody's listening. And sometimes click one if you want to talk with us. You know, maybe I don't say that enough, but if you want to join us this morning, you have something you want to say, you know, click one. But I thank you for listening because that means you're enjoying, you're holding on, you're getting something out of it. All right, thank you, Cynthia. I truly appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Love you so much. You have a beautiful day, and I wish you were here because I cannot wait to see the production tonight. I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. You tell them I said, as they say, break a leg. You know,
I will do it.
So blessed. All right, take
Amen.
Care.
Amen. Amen. Love you, honey.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Yes, that is a mother. Yeah, with her son, and of course his father's there in Chicago, Brian, in Chicago. So we're talking this morning about the essentials or the fundamentals of a mother. And for newcomers that are coming on, we're talking about giving your child the basics. There are basic things that a child needs in order to grow up healthy. And first of all, knowing that they have a Savior, knowing that they have a Creator that created them, and how to speak to that Creator. As you grow up, how do you communicate with the one that created you so that you can figure out how to get through life and you being the child? So, mothers, we do have a responsibility. We have to give and work out of love. We have to let the child know, you came to me from another source, God, and how to communicate. Now, we do that by when we teach them how to say their prayers, and every night we say, did you say your prayers? With me, I would get down and say the prayers with my daughter because it's just a way of training. And we train them. We train them how to use the potty. We train them on certain things. We have to train them how to pray. We have to train them how to seek answers from God and how to wait and how to be patient. But if we don't have these things ourselves, then it's very hard to train someone else how to do something that you don't know how to do. So therefore, that's why we're talking about we have to have wisdom. We have to go to God and understand, how do you want me to raise this child and what do you want me to do? Okay? So now that's basically, I don't want to beat you up this morning about that. I just wanted you to know that I don't make up the topics. The Holy Spirit gives me the topics every Saturday morning. And I have a good time with it. I jot down some notes when he's talking to me. He'll say, like this morning, I was laying in bed. I said, okay, Holy Spirit. And this is the routine I do every Saturday morning. And I'm sharing this with you because I tell people, you know, it's not that I'm that smart. I'm only smart because the Holy Spirit speaks through me. I just say, you know, okay, Holy Spirit, what are we talking about this morning? And I'll lay there for a moment and wait, and he'll speak. Today he said, oh, we're going to talk about the fundamentals of a mother. Like, oh, okay. Because if you notice, the majority of the topics that we speak on are from the mother's perspective because the mother has the responsibility to nurture and make sure that daughter is reared in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. And there's certain things we have to do. We have to teach them love. Because if they don't learn love as a little child, they'll grow up being very selfish, not knowing how to communicate with other people, not knowing how to fit into social fields. And you can tell the difference when there's a child that learned love between day one, 3 and 4 years old. Those are critical years. That's that foundation. That's where they see and feel the basics. And I remember not 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was a little baby at a meeting, and one of the gentlemen said, they kept moving things. He said, don't move it. Let it sit there. Why would you move it? Just teach her not to touch it. And, oh, no, she'll get into it. And that's what we would do. If things on the coffee table, I move everything off my coffee table because I don't want the baby. I never moved a thing. I just said to her, no. Don't touch that because mommy don't want you to get hurt. See, when you say no to them, always explain to them afterward what you're saying, not just no, no, no. And you can tell when a person says no, no, no to a baby because the baby grows up saying no, 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 no. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know why they're saying it. As opposed to you've seen a baby that says no because mommy said no, get hurt. She understands there was something else behind the no. So the basic needs are what we are asking you to deal with this week. Pass the message on, mothers and daughters, once we give the basics and once you understand that your words create your thoughts and your thoughts create your vision, then you will see a change. I'll be right back.
The Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Well, that's our show for this week. Remember the basics: love, protection, nurturing. God gave you a gift. Take care of it, the gift.
is your daughter. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.